Introduction. A cuckold story and adventure from four individuals' perspectives. But all does not end well for everyone. Bad things happen when they stop off for a few hours in Holland on Dwight's motor yacht, and Joanna's life is changed forever. Justin, 32, married to Joanna, well-educated and a successful insurance salesman living in Saltdean near Brighton. Joanna, 28, a typical, quiet and demure girl next door, attractive with a nice figure. Dwight, 35, married to Emily, British-Jamaican, retired drug trafficker, living in a high-end penthouse apartment overlooking Brighton Marina, with a stunning 53-metre motor yacht, MY Ecstasy. Emily, white British, 23, ex-air hostess, met Dwight when he chartered a private jet from Harrods Aviation at Luton Airport. Very shy and reserved, but was completely seduced and drawn into Dwight's world of cuckold wife-watching, swinger and fetish clubs. Justin was out alone. He'd had an argument with Joanna, his wife of 5 years, as he felt their marriage wasn't going anywhere. Always trying to get her to attend dinner parties or socialise with his friends and their wives, but she simply wasn't interested. Dwight was sitting a few stools away at the bar in the casino. It was a typical Friday evening, and after midnight it was always busy with the usual clientele of gamblers and sexy girls wandering around. Some were with their husbands or boyfriends, but the casino was also a well-known pickup haunt for hookers and ladies of the night, mainly married Thai girls who simply enjoyed the sex, and the extra money was simply the icing on the cake. However, over the last couple of years, stunning Eastern European girls had moved in and were also seen wandering around on the pickup. Justin had already had several beers and was now on the gin and tonics, but couldn't help noticing a well-dressed West Indian guy who was fidgeting and staring at a very attractive white girl sitting all alone at a table in the corner. It was obvious he was high, as he couldn't sit still, gazing around the room and constantly staring at his phone. An older guy walked over and started chatting to the girl, which made him even more anxious and stare even more. Justin was already quite drunk, so said jokingly, "Hey mate, if you like her so much, why don't you go and talk to her?" The West Indian guy looked over and gave him a smile, but didn't say anything. And as they both watched him talking to the girl, the old guy was constantly glancing around, as if trying to work out if she really was alone. Justin then said, "Looks like he's trying to see if her husband's around." The West Indian guy looked directly at Justin and said in an East London Jamaican accent, "Aye, her husband, man."